From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For Monday, the 13th day of January, I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 48 degrees. For Monday night, showers likely, mainly after 3 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 38 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 70% tonight. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch are possible. We'll run down the long-range forecast in a moment, but first, here is the weekend in review. Some of the stories that made the news between January 10th and January 13th. Ariel Zangler reported in the Daily Freeman that Greene County lawmakers have given their initial approval for a contract to install a steel communications tower on property provided by Windham Mountain. During a meeting on Wednesday, January 8th, the legislature's Public Safety Committee approved a resolution awarding a construction bid to CDE Electric of Cairo. The resolution must still be approved by the full legislature, which meets on Wednesday. The tower is intended to help improve emergency services communications in the county. It would be located on property that is part of Windham Mountain's operations, but located in the town of Jewett. Windham Mountain deeded the acre of property to the county. Kristen V. Brown reported in the Times Union that New York has one of the nation's highest increases in funding for pre-kindergarten programs in its 2013-2014 fiscal year, according to an analysis by the Education Commission of the states. The nonpartisan research group's report shows that across the country, states are making major investments in pre-K programs. In most states, funding surpassed pre-recession levels. In his State of the State address earlier this week, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo called for universal pre-K in the state, echoing a major campaign platform of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Only South Carolina, Michigan, and Texas exceeded New York in pre-K spending increases. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail that Catskill Central School District received notification from the State Education Department that its grant application to fund pre-K on a full-day basis has been approved. The Office of Early Learning notified the district of the award by email on December 23rd, and Superintendent Dr. Kathleen Farrell said last week the $61,475 grant will cover the full cost of an all-day pre-K classroom from January to June of this year. Jessica Mosier reported in the Daily Mail, the Greenville Central School District Board of Education was presented last week with the details of that district's proposed $10.3 million capital construction project. The District Planning Committee has put forward a sewer, roof, security, technology, and energy project, which includes major upgrades to the sewer system, technology infrastructure, and temperature control system. The project will also include new roofs on the elementary, middle, and high schools, as well as an upgrade to the district's transportation facility. District voters will be asked to ratify the project and authorize the creation of a capital reserve fund on Tuesday, March the 2nd. And in our final story, Diane Valden reported in the Columbia paper that interested citizens of Copaic and vicinity gathered at the Methodist Church House on Saturday, January the 4th, to talk about a plan to reopen the hamlet's general store with a new business plan, a new name, and a new outlook. The store was closed in November. The new store, named the Copaic Front Porch Market, will provide fresh food and pantry staples at affordable prices. While the market will provide general store basics, it will also serve as an outlet for the products of local farmers. The market group has raised $50,000 of the $90,000 needed to open. The market is expected to be open in March. As for our weather outlook, the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a high near 48 degrees. For Monday night, showers are likely, mainly after 3 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 38. The forecast for the next 3 days: on Tuesday, showers will be likely, mainly before 11 a.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 46 degrees. Tuesday night, a slight chance of rain showers before 2 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 32. On Wednesday, a chance of snow showers before 9 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., then a chance of rain showers after 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 43 degrees. And finally, for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 37 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 25. The sun rose this morning at 7:21 a.m. and will set at 4:46 p.m. providing us with 9 hours and 25 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Monday, the 13th day of January. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.